Okay, I'm here with Sharon Culbertson, the owner of the Blessings Christian Store in Harrisonburg, Virginia. How are you doing today?
Hello, I'm doing very well. Thank you, sir.
Sweet. I'm just going to ask you a few questions on your bookstore. How did you get started in this business? Have you always wanted to own a bookstore?
Back in the mid-90s, we were homeschooling our five younger children, and we had finished our schoolwork for the year. And our 16-year-old daughter came in the kitchen one day and she said, "Mom, I decided I want to get a job and for the summer. And I want to work in a Christian bookstore." And she's really the first one in the family I ever heard that from. And then about 2 weeks later, my dad calls me and he said, "Honey, I got all the other children in business, and I decided that I want to buy you a Christian bookstore." And that started the quest. And he said, "Go find a mom and pop somewhere that can, they're ready to retire and it'll just take care of you in your old age or something." So we started looking all over. We found an ad in a trade publication for a Christian bookstore for sale in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. I called about it, and the guy in the ad said, "Christian bookstore metal detecting business for sale." And I called him and I said, "Sir, I think there's a misprint here." And he said, "Oh no, we do as much business selling or renting out metal detectors for the battlefield in Gettysburg as we do with the Christian bookstore." So I said, "Well, I think God's calling me the Christian bookstore business, but not the metal detecting business." And at the time, my husband was the book buyer for the 700 Club at CBN in Virginia Beach. So we just, got really interested in that. And then about a year later, me and two different daughters that we were homeschooling started working at a regional chain, about 17 stores from Richmond to Virginia Beach. And, we just part-time, few hours here and there. But, at night we'd sit around. The name of the store chain was called Heaven and Earth Christian Bookstores. Well, we would sit around the dinner table at night, me and the two daughters that worked there, talking shop. And my husband would shake his head after a while and he'd go, "Wow, sounds like way too much earth around there today and not enough heaven, But long story short, we came here, and Dad ended up, he did not want to start a store from scratch. We went everywhere. We found great little stores, but they were in the wrong town. Or we found fabulous little towns and there wasn't any kind of good store there to buy. So we just never made the right fit. And then we had two daughters in college here in the Shenandoah Valley back in 1999. And they said to us one day, we were living in the Virginia Beach area, they said, "If you guys don't move to the Shenandoah Valley, we're not coming back home." So we thought, "Well, I guess we're moving to the Shenandoah Valley." So we ended up moving here in 2000 and just fell in love with it. Best move we ever made. And one thing led to another. And in 2005, exactly 10 years ago today, November 5th, 2005, we opened Blessings Christian Bookstore out on Massanutten Springs Road. It's a two-lane road in the county. You could not even see the store from Route 33. There were cows in the field across the street, and the store selling space was about 1,000 square feet, and God blessed that little tiny place for 3.5 years. And the next thing we knew, he brought us right into town, right in the middle of everything.
That's
To God be
amazing.
the glory.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, cool. Well, that's a great, man, it's a great story, like I said. What types of books do you specialize in here?
Well, Christian books, Bibles, Christian books. I had a lady this morning, she wanted to order, 50 hymn books. So if it's out there in the Christian market, if it's something that we believe in, especially, there have been a few instances that popular books that, we specialize in, in fact, we've ordered Bibles in all kinds of languages for people. And we can order some books in certain languages. But our focus is really on Bibles and Christian, like Christian living books, just things that are going to help people and encourage them in their life and in their walk with the Lord. So, Yeah, and children's books as, and Bibles as well. Yeah, and youth.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. What is your favorite part about being a Christian bookstore owner, and what is your least favorite part?
My favorite part are the customers. Okay. Hands down, just getting to meet people. It's really funny because we've had a few instances where customers have come in and, you know, we get them all checked out and how much, tell them how much they owe, and they go, and they're digging in their purse, and they go, oh no, I forgot my checkbook. Oh no. Uh-huh. And we go, oh, that's okay. Just send us a check when you get home. Can you do that? They'll say. And we'll say, yeah, we live in Mayberry. We can make up our own rules, you know. And so it's always worked out. Yeah. We've had one customer. It was Christmas time, a couple days before Christmas. They called us late one afternoon and they said, we're on the road and we're traveling and it's Saturday night and we're going to get here. We're going to get back to our house in Harrisonburg, but it's going to be after you close. And we have to leave at 6 o'clock Monday morning and you're closed on Sunday. But we need this list of things. Can you pick out? And they gave us a list, and can you pick out something for a 15-year-old boy? But we do want this book for grandma. And they gave us a list and they said, now, could you just take those things and go to our house and leave them between the storm door and the front door? And when we get home tonight, we'll pick them up. And then, you know, when we get back to town, we'll send you a check or whatever. So, you know, we've had customers that have come from the doctor, mm-hmm. and maybe they were on crutches or something. And we said, well, just tell us what you want. You know, we'll bring it out to the car, you know. Mm-hmm. Wow. So we do, you know, but we love our customers.
So your customer satisfaction.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because in the 21st century, it's like customer service has just gone out the window. Mm-hmm. If you go in a store so many times, you can't find anybody to wait on you to ask questions to, and when you find somebody, they just want to point and grunt. Nobody wants to really, yeah, it's back in that back corner of the store, yeah. You know, and it's so hard to get anybody to help you. So Blessings Christian Bookstore is built on customer service, totally, you know. So people come in and they say, are you the owner? And I go, heavens no, Jesus Christ owns this place. That way, if there's a problem, you know, he could, Lord, you've got a problem. Are you going to fix this? You know, please help here. And so that's my favorite thing. I guess the least favorite, I don't know. I probably don't like wiping off all the thousands of feet of shelves and the dust, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like housework. Mm-hmm. I don't care how early you get here and unlock the door. I don't care how late you leave and lock the door. I don't care how fast you work. You never, ever get it all done. And you just have to go, okay, I'll just pick up tomorrow where I left off because it never gets finished, you know. But anyway.
That's a good one. I like that.
Yeah.
What characteristics do you think a person needs to be a bookstore owner? And what has been the key to your success?
Wow. characteristics, maybe patience, but don't ask for it because you'll get it in strange ways. And sometimes I think when God puts a passion in you to do something like he did with this store with me, he gives you the grace to handle all the interesting things that are coming down the path. I said I would much rather be smack dab in the will of God and have the grace to do whatever he's calling me to do, than try to make my own way and not have that grace. Mm-hmm. And I said, I've had 6 surprise pregnancies out of 7 children. Mm-hmm. And I'm getting too old for surprises. And I'm getting too old for big mistakes at this point in time in my life. So I said, Lord, I don't mind little mistakes, but I can't afford to make big ones. And if you're going to give me any surprises, I hope they're good surprises. But I know that... excuse me, what was the second part of the question?
Oh, what was the key to your success?
Well, it's really kind of funny. Sometimes we would buy things and we would just think, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Mm-hmm. And we're still looking at it 5 years later. And we'll go, well, that didn't work, you know. Mm-hmm. And there's other times that we'll take a chance and we'll go, maybe we'll get one or two of those. We can't keep them in stock. So I said, the most predictable thing about this business is it's unpredictable. Because you can't always guess, you know, what people are going to want. Mm-hmm. And you have to know your customer base. I mean, we're in the Shenandoah Valley horse and buggy country. Mm-hmm. Well, I worked at a Christian bookstore in the Virginia Beach area. And things, honestly, we could not have kept in stock down there. Mm-hmm. You couldn't give them away in the Shenandoah Valley. And vice versa. Certain things that we can't keep in stock here, you couldn't have given it away in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
So even though we're all in the same state, it's sure different. So you really kind of have to know your customer base. I think you have to be willing to listen to your customers too. You know, if there's certain things that they would like. Now, we've gotten some real interesting requests to carry certain things that we really had to see if that was who we were, you know. So I think it's a juggling act. It's a balance. I said, we serve a balanced God, and I want to be balanced. But I told somebody, I said, the picture I have of my life is the guy in the circus, and he's at the table where they have those sticks, and the plates are spinning on top of the sticks, and he gets them all spinning, and at the same time, he's juggling three oranges. So he's running up and down, trying to juggle the oranges, keep all the plates spinning. And I said, sometimes that's my life, you know? So, yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's very interesting. Thank you. In what ways do you feel like your store is serving the community? And do you have any stories you would like to share?
Well, we especially sometimes are really, really fun. You know, we do vacation Bible school and try to help the churches have a real successful vacation Bible school event every summer. But yet sometimes we get a call because somebody has passed away and somebody needs an accompaniment track to sing at a funeral, or they need funeral bulletins or whatever. And, you know, we just try to be there for people. In fact, one of the customers that was just in here told me that a sweet, sweet little old lady that we've never met her. But anyway, this customer would come in and buy it for this lady and take it. She just loved, loved, loved reading fiction books. Mm-hmm. This lady said, well, you haven't seen me in a while because Mildred passed away last August and she was 89. And I said, we wondered, we've got a list still in our special order book of books that she's waiting to get printed that weren't out yet to get to her. But she was a reading machine. So, you know, sometimes it's a happy time. Sometimes it's not so happy. Mm-hmm. But we're all family, yeah. You know? We're just family. So anyway, sweet. Did that answer the question?
Yeah. Okay, so personally, like, what kind of books do you enjoy? And do you have any favorites?
Well, it's really funny. I said I would never read sappy Christian fiction when I was working in the store 25 years ago, the Christian bookstore down in Tidewater. And I was reading really, really good books, you know, like Joyce Meyer and really good, helpful, you know, books. And I always read before I go to sleep. Well, I would shut the book, but I couldn't turn my mind off. And my mind, it was still going. Well, finally, I'd fall asleep and I'd wake up 2 hours later. My mind's still going. So about 20 years ago, I picked up a sappy, I call them mind candy chick Christian fiction books. And I said, I've had it with modern stuff. So I like to read books that were in the 1700s and 1800s, you know, not modern type. And I just love that time period. I love it when the author describes what life was like.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'll be so tired, I'll read a paragraph. You know, sometimes I'll read two chapters. Sometimes I read 50 pages. But when I shut the book, I just drift off to sleep. If I wake up in the night, I go back to sleep. And I call them mind candy. And sometimes I think if there's a lot of decisions to be made, a lot of stress or whatever, you know, I just really like the Christian fiction. It just kind of eases. And I don't read it any other time unless... I did have one a couple of weeks ago that's probably one of the best I've read in 10 years or close to it. And I said, I know I've got a really, really, really good book when I'm carrying it around with me everywhere I go. That doesn't happen very often to me. But I love devotion books. I read 5 different devotion books and read my Bible every morning. I keep finding these great devotion books. So I like those. And I do like, you know, I like the Joyce Meyer books. I like books. When we moved here from the Virginia Beach area back in 2000, we had four or five bookcases full of books, but we had 55 boxes of books we took to the used bookstore downtown when we moved here. You know, we went through them. We just, books. We just love books. We love the paper. We love the feel of them. We like turning the pages.
It's a lot of passion.
Yeah. Well, they say now that people should never use any kind of electronic device within the last couple hours before they go to bed at night. Mm-hmm. They said that the light that comes from the iPad, the computers, the iPhones, it goes into your eye and it actually destroys the melatonin in your brain, which is what helps you sleep.
Yeah.
But they said they found, researchers have found, and I've got 2 son-in-laws that are doctors, so I listen, that when you hold a book, when you turn the pages, when it's an actual book, something happens to your brain and it actually increases the melatonin in your brain. So that you do sleep better. So it's a scientific thing, you know. But anyway.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think the future looks like for bookstore owners? What advice would you give to fellow bookstore owners to survive?
We're really, really, really blessed that we live in the Shenandoah Valley. Because we have got customers that are like Old Order Amish, Mennonite. They don't even have electricity, let alone computers to download or Kindles or anything like that. So they still want print books. And most of our clientele is 40 and older, and I think older people really like the paper. So we're blessed in that way. But we have noticed, a downturn and a trend. And so what we have tried to do, we have tried to make up the difference in the lack of book sales in certain areas, say like with greeting cards. So right now we've got 7 or 8 different lines of greeting cards. So that's worked really well. We've looked for different vendors to put different products in here that people don't find anywhere else, like the sculptured mugs over by the front door. You know, you just probably won't find those anywhere else around. So we're always looking for, you know, trying to be open and look for good ideas. But there definitely is a shift, let's say. But I did hear a report not long ago. They said that it's almost as though a lot of these things have been a fad, you know, to have a Kindle and read a book and all that. But the pendulum seems to be swinging. It may never swing all the way back, but it does seem to be swinging back a little more, you know, to the books. And I know for me, I love to be able to share the books that I've read with other people. Well, if I have it on a Kindle or something, you know, unless I give them the whole Kindle, I couldn't do that. I don't have a Kindle. I have an iPad. But so I think that's kind of neat to be able to pass a book around to other people, you know, that you can't do if it's just somewhere else on an electronic device.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
And I figure where God guides, he provides. If he guided us to do this, I'm not going to worry about it. It belongs to him. You know.
Good mindset. All right, so last question I want to ask you. Is there anything else you'd like to share with my fellow classmates?
Yeah, come see us.
Come see us.
Yeah. We've got a daughter who teaches English at JMU, a son that graduated from there. That same daughter got her undergrad and her master's there. A son-in-law graduated from there. A daughter-in-law graduated from there. JMU is a good school.
Great school.
They've blessed our family, even the professors, you know, trying to help our children find jobs. And they actually did find them, you know, with the professor's help. So, I just think for any of the students that ever wonder about the future, I said, you know what? I don't believe in psychics. And even if I did, I don't know why anybody in their right mind will want to know the future. But I know the one that holds the future, and that's all I need to know, you know. And I just pray that your classmates, that they'll just stop and ask themselves, you know, where they're going to spend eternity. Because all of us have to give an account one day.
Yeah.
And Jesus is God's son, and he's the door, and he is the only way. So...
awesome.
I read the back of the book, capital T, capital B. And in the back of the Bible, it says we win. And so yeah. That's what my life is based on. I'm a child of the King of Kings, and I'm going to win.
Wow. You're giving me goosebumps all over here. Like, feeling the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. He's a well, good God.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I thank you so much for your time. And I thank you for... answering these questions with all your honesty and everything. And I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Rob.